Larry Watkins was pulled from the pool at Waterfront School last Tuesday. He's not a Waterfront student, but was participating in a recycle boat race. Those responsible for his rescue were honored outside the Waterfront School in downtown Buffalo. They even held up signs. One stated, "Lifeguard is a hero." Right. Watkins cannot swim and became distressed in the deep end. Teacher assistant Janine Winterberg spotted the boy in trouble and alerted physical education teacher and lifeguard R.J. Killinger, who rescued the teen.
Well, he's on the bottom of the pool and didn't come up. I alerted R.J. go get him, and he did.
Well, he began to breathe immediately as we got him out of the water and got the water out of his lungs. He was breathing, struggling to breathe, but he was breathing slowly. And as the paramedics arrived, you know, his breathing more or less returned to normal by the time the paramedics had arrived there.
This was a very difficult situation for myself. First time I've been involved in a situation like that, and I did the job as I was trained to do to the best of my ability.
Their job is to take a look and see what's going on, and if there's trouble, to, you know, to get down there and save that child, which is exactly what he did. Exactly what both of them did.
Buffalo Teachers Federation President Phil Ramore reacted to speculation of how the incident was handled at the Waterfront School.
Anybody that tries to second guess wasn't there. They weren't there. And I don't care what the video showed or anything else like that. Bottom line, he saved that child's life. Both of them together, they deserve accolades, not questions. There was a whole audience full of people there. These two people, he jumped in. If it hadn't been for him, he saved that child's life.
Watkins was hospitalized and placed in a medically induced coma, but he was released Friday from Women and Children's Hospital. The school pool remains closed. The Erie County Health Department and school district are investigating. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.